Hi, this is Craig Trulia with Professional Distributor and Professional Tool Equipment News, and I'm with Jay Horak from Auto Ingenuity. How are we doing, Jay?
Hey, good.
So I saw you just won an Innovation Award. What's that all about?
We came out with a version 10, and we spent a lot of time polishing the tool, finding all the gaps in coverage and working through any issues, and we think that the user interface now flows better, the coverage is deeper and broader, and that's important for a technician. They want to get there faster and do more.
Do you have any new releases being announced for Apex this year?
We're coming out with the wireless diagnostics unit that's got J2534 integrated.
Okay.
Version 11 is coming out, which gives us our model year 12 for all 46 of our car makers.
Okay.
And the nice thing about that is when we release a model year, we're not going to trickle out coverage and you get the big four ABS airbag. We're going to give you 95% of what we can do right now in this release. So you don't have to wait 6 months for the rest of model year 12.
So what makes Auto Ingenuity different than a lot of other scan tool manufacturers out there and how they get their data?
Well, one of the things that we believe in is if you're working with the car makers directly, or at least you have inroads into a strong relationship with them, we think that the data is easier to get. There's feedback from the engineering. We need the resources of the car maker to really effectively build a tool. If you try to RE it and go through that way, you struggle because different regions will have different releases on the cars.
Okay.
So you're always trying to find out what changes were done for Korea as opposed to the U.S., whereas if you're working alongside the car maker, it tends to, the data is more prevalently presented to you.
We were talking a little bit before this recording interview about Auto Ingenuity and a lot of the diesels out there. I always hear you really need a factory scan tool to be able to diagnose the computer systems on a diesel. What kind of response have you found from the diesel community with Auto Ingenuity?
Actually, that's one of our strongest groups, to be honest with you. There's an extremely large aftermarket parts and consumer community, and I can see where factory scan tools definitely have a place. If you're going to code and program newer systems or the truck is just released, and aftermarket scan tools are still trying to keep up with that. But after a couple years, aftermarkets really come in and have a better place, I believe, in the factory scan tools, because the price point is better, the user interfaces are more friendly, and to be honest with you, we do so much of what the factory tools do, I'd be hard-pressed even for a 2012 or 13 Powerstroke or Cummins or Duramax to justify buying a factory scan tool at this point.
Any large fleets use the Auto Ingenuity for diesels?
Yeah, actually, we've been working with RBT, I think it is. It's Coke's distribution nationally, and now we're working with we've been working with Hydro-Québec, which is the Canadian power grid, their entire state-run power company. And then we work with most of the local municipalities in the United States, whether they're like in Arizona, we have SRP and APS. Those are our two power grids, and we'll do their diesels, whether it be a Sprinter or a Powerstroke.
Well, Jay, thank you so much for your time. Have fun the rest of Apex.
Thank you. You too.